Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Well, hello.
And welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
I want to say hello and welcome
again
to the Dr. Glovina Show.
Again, I'm Glovina Williams.
I am Glovina Williams.
And in this
Williams.
Episode, we're going
and
to talk about
hold
getting
on one
to higher
second,
ground.
Please.
Or simply, how do we transition to the next level? When we think about...
Okay, thank you very much. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Glovina Show. I am really absolutely thrilled to be here with you today. And I want to remind you that often we don't step out on faith because we have some doubts as to what is our purpose. And I've really been thinking about that a lot lately, even where I keep hearing a reoccurring theme within my thoughts and within my planning. Remember your purpose. Remembering your purpose. And even in remembering your purpose, being able to, thank you, Marie, I'm getting some positive feedback already, thank you. And just remembering that even as you are fulfilling your purpose, you do face, and often we have to deal with some ups and downs in life, some good days, some better days, and even some not so good days. So we still have to step out on faith, even when we have that doubt, remembering purpose, even sometimes when we lack clarity or precision. I want you to still take on the challenge of stepping out on faith. You know, sometimes we do wonder, what is my purpose? Everyone doesn't know, but I want to encourage you to ask God, just seek the Holy Spirit to help you to define and to pinpoint your purpose. Many of us know our purpose, and we're fulfilling it, and we're moving forward in it. We have clarified it, and we're even drawing power, direction, and instruction from it, because when we do define our purpose does give us clear directions and instructions. As we formulate the vision, in other words, the goal of where we want to be, we do receive directions and instructions on how to do that. And with that being said, I did mention that, you know, we do face some ups and downs in life. I often refer to them as the twists and turns of life. Even when we face those, if you can just put in your mind to remember your purpose, remember your purpose. It doesn't mean that you're not faced with challenges or that you may have to hit some speed bumps in life, but don't throw your purpose aside. Still know that God is with you. And often that may call for some revisions. That may call for some refocusing. How about this? Maybe trimming the vision down. I thought about earlier, you know, I've I've had several projects, but one of my my overarching theme and vision is empowering people for ministry. That is my overarching vision. And not just empowering them to step into ministry, but to bring it to their marketplace. So wherever you are, bring your ministry, your vision, your mission into your marketplace. And I find that when we do that, sometimes we're not fulfilling everything that needs to be done. So I don't want you to get the attitude or feel, I call it beating up on yourself or being too critical of yourself. Hey, I said I was going to do this. I didn't do that. I didn't do this. But if you look back, there may be some trimming that you need to do. Perhaps maybe that window is closed. I mentioned a few moments ago that I thought about some projects that I had. And one of the projects that I had, this was a few years back, I had a project where I wanted to begin to train women to come into the workforce, predominantly women, to come into the workforce after being at home, being stay-at-home moms, but how to come back into the workforce. And there was a really tremendous, a very thorough curriculum that I had, and I wanted to use this. That never happened. That workforce development project that I had already developed, already been placed in my hands, actually by the Department of Labor, I wasn't able to complete that. I wasn't able to launch it. So there came a point in my life, in my destiny, in my planning, where I had to set that aside. Was it easy? No, it wasn't easy for me because it was something that I really, really wanted to do and really felt that it would be beneficial for humanity. I felt that it was part of my destiny, part of my vision to fulfill this. But there came a point where I missed that window and I had to let it go. I had to shave it off of the vision. What are you saying? It even takes faith to step out and say, I've got to let that portion go, so that I can move on to the one that is more viable and the one that is more attainable. That's stepping out on faith, even knowing when it's time to let go and just lay hold of the best of where you are right now. I'm going to read a scripture to you, please. It's going to come from Matthew. It says, lay not selves treasures upon earth, where moth and dust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But, the next verse says, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust, dust can corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If you think about it, perhaps at some point when you were in your developmental stage of growing up, maturing, one of the things you often hear me refer to my mother's wisdom that I use quite often, but she used to say to us, get an education because once you get it, it belongs to you, and no one can ever take it away. And this is part of what the scripture is saying here. Lay up some treasures in heaven, in your consciousness, in your intelligentsia, in your soulish realm. Lay up some treasures in heaven where the moth can't get to. And you know, the moth come after the good stuff. They come after the cashmere and the wool. Where moth can't get it, it can't rust, it won't be corrupted, and thieves can't even break through and steal this from you. This is really saying to us, lay up the intangible things, things that perhaps people cannot visibly see, but they'll see the results of it. So as you begin and continue to step out on faith and move forward, be sure to concentrate on the things that may not look visible, but they begin to manifest. They begin to be demonstrated in the natural realm. But it begins in the spiritual realm. It doesn't matter what it is, my beloveds. It could be education. It could be healing. It could be something that you want to organize. Your vision may be invisible now, but that's our responsibility, to bring that invisible vision into reality. So what is your purpose? And don't sit, "Oh, I don't know what my purpose is." That's why we spend time. Get quiet. Get still. And what is it that you're really good at? That people tell you all the time how good you are at this. Something that you think is really, really easy. Often that leads us to our purpose and helps us to fulfill destiny. It helps us to identify what is it that we have been born to do. I'm doing right now what I was born to do. And even if you know your purpose, what do you believe prevented you from fulfilling it or moving forward in it? Yeah. Even with the ups and downs and the twists and turns of life, the good days, the not so good days, the better days, you've really probably made more progress than you realize. Because part of what the Dr. Glovina Show is about is to lift you up. Yeah. To just provide some assistance, some words of encouragement, some direction, some instructions to help you to develop deeper understanding of who you are, a deeper understanding of your family, even your place of worship, and the world that we live in at large. And so that we can begin to focus in on some of the paramount relationships in our lives and let them be deepened. And that means stepping out on faith to know that I wish we were, but we're not quite perfect. And so recognizing that others aren't either. Yeah. And deepening some of our relationships, not just writing people off, giving them an opportunity to prove themselves. Because 9 out of 10, there's more good in us than there is the negative. Right? And so walking in this type of an attitude brings us into kingdom living, where we can step out on faith, seek God above all else, and ask him, how do I go about accomplishing this? God, I've been faced with some challenges in life, or my loved ones are faced with some challenges in life. How can we go through this together? How can we strengthen one another? There's so much going on right now. I mean, presently in the world. That's something that no one really has to make us aware of. You don't even have to turn on the news. You can just, tap into various social media platforms and just talk to someone, text with someone. This information is coming so fast that we still have to stay on point of what we've been called to do, because we can get sidetracked. Even if it comes down to this, and this is what I had to do personally this morning, in my time of prayer, my time of reflection, my time of spending time with Almighty God, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, and you have that opportunity as well. I actually, when I got on my knees to pray this morning, I don't always get on my knees, but sometimes I do. Either way, it's still communicating with God. That's what prayer is, communicating with God. And I began to just get still. And just allow God to come in a greater measure. And all of the responsibilities begin to flood my thoughts.
which if you listen closely to what I'm saying, when those thoughts and responsibilities clouded my mind, it didn't leave the room that I needed to communicate with God. Did you hear that? You know what I had to do? I had to do something that's very tried and true. I had to make a list of everything that was on my mind. And let me tell you, the list went on and on. But now I had it off my mind and I had it on the paper. And now I came back to God. I focused, I refocused. And I said, Lord, I have placed all these things before you. Now I need you to help me. And I said, God, show me what can be trimmed off. Not necessarily delegated. Some things you can delegate. But there's some things that perhaps you can put off. And I heard a young woman say today, you can put off what absolutely does not need to be done now. That's called prioritizing. So I began to pray to God, and he began to give me directions and instructions, what to trim off, what to leave on, when to execute, what date to what. And, you know, as he was showing me how to prioritize, okay, now begin to look at what's personal. Mm-hmm. What's concerning my family? What's concerning my ministry? What's concerning the world at large? Yeah. So it could be a challenge. But simply make a list. No one's going to check it and check it twice. Make a list of all these things that are flooding your mind. It will help. It will help you to begin to focus on what needs your attention right now. I can give you some examples just to make it more relevant for us. You could be concerned about a loved one's health right now. So now you begin to pray. And something you can say to a relative who is dealing with a health issue or even yourself right now. Remember, today we're looking at how to face and how to deal with ups and downs, good days, bad days, better days, and even not so good days when we are still fulfilling our purpose. I think it was Charles Capps who said, even when you take your medicine, yeah, medicine, just say, I believe and I receive my healing in Jesus' name. Yeah, I think it was Charles Capps. My aunt sent me a little book about healing, and that was in there. That is a form of praying over your medication. It's not real deep. It's not, you know, it is just a practice, and it is a health. Because we're certainly not saying when you step out on faith, you cease your medication or you stop seeing the professional medical advisors. No, you seek that and you continue to pray. Your kingdom, you're in the kingdom of God now. You continue to pray. God doesn't want you to worry about these things. He wants you to take action. And he wants you to get the desired results. And so it goes on to say, I'm going to read another scripture. Please listen to me. It says, therefore I say unto you, this is Yeshua talking, Jesus, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, not yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than the meat and the body more than raiment? Goes on to give us such a paramount example. He said, hey, behold the fowls of the air. Look at the birds. They're not sowing,
They're not reaping. They're not gathering into barns. Yet your Heavenly Father feedeth them. And are you much better than they are? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. So don't you worry about tomorrow. Let's work through some of the ups and downs that we face today. And let's seek God for answers. Let's seek God in prayer. And he'll see us through. I'm not just making this up. Some of what I share with you is experiential knowledge. Some of it is wisdom that I have received from others, and some the wisdom that I have received directly from the Holy Bible, from the Word of God, from books, from others, from various sources, from YouTube, from various sources, from renowned ministers, from renowned lecturers, renowned prophets, old and new. My message to you today in this podcast, in this episode, I often tell you, God's not mad at you. He loves you so much. He loves you more than we can ever imagine. I mean, this love is so super, so out, you know, it's just so encompassing. I want to thank some of you for your support and your love. I have so many sponsors. I mean, seriously, I'm so grateful and I'm so humbled. I want to say thank you to Velma and Terry. I want you to know that they make this podcast possible. Many of you do as well, but they directly target this podcast. I want to say hello to my beautiful mother, and I want to shout out to my aunt Steen, Jewel and Rosemary. My beautiful sister, Jewel, I want to say hi to you as well. Judy, I want you to know that the best is yet to come. I want to shout out to Sheila today, and I want to say to you, thank you for that powerful word, how you encouraged us and showed us how to, that prosperity, listen to this, prosperity is being strong and flourishing in several areas of your life. So you want to be prosperous and be strong and fresh in many areas of your life. I want to say hello to, hi, Delaney. hello, Marie. Hi, Joy. I want to say hi, Denise. I see you there. Hi, Cynthia. I see you. And Cynthia in Italy. Hello. How are you doing? Hey, I want to shout out to Sean, and Marlon, and Carolyn, and Cheryl. I want to say hello to my beautiful cousin, Candy. I want to say hi to Clarence. That's my other son. He's been my son since he was about 10 years old when I met him. He has just been precious in my heart. I want to say hi to Cameron. Hello, Elder Mother. How are you today? And give Zara a big kiss and a hello from me. Courtney and Isaiah, keep moving forward. The best is yet to come. That even in these ups and downs, the best is yet to come. Apostle Carolyn, hello. I want to say hi to Helen, Love Without Limits, yes. Can I say hello? Also, I have another Isaiah in Atlanta. Hello. Collegiate Training Institute, keep moving and pushing and encouraging people and training people to go forward. The Collegiate Training Institute is a nonprofit organization which is incorporated in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I want to say hi to Terry. How are you, Terry? Hi, Latosha and Fabio. I love you and praying for you. I want to say hello to all of the service members that are serving around the world. Yes. I want to say hi to Betty. Hi, Betty. I love you. I want to say hello to LaDonna. Hi. Michiko and Yuji. I want to say hello to you. Pastor Jane and Dominique, I know you're preparing for a great adventure. We're praying with you and we're believing God for great things. I want to say hi to Steven and Nico and Jordan and and Kayla and Maddie, hello. I want to say hi to Kimon, keep receiving that powerful revelation from God. Listen to what I'm saying to encourage you. Did I say hi to Hannah Ann who received a, a deeper revelation of her ministry on yesterday. I want you to know that God is a burden lifter. Don't you be burdened when you can cast it upon him. Listen, God didn't anoint you just to sit around and worry and twiddle your thumbs. I want to say hi to Coach LaRussia. Can I say hello to Randall at Kingdom Radio? And there's so many people I want to say hello to. Hi, I want to say hi to Robert, and I want to say hi to Omo and Arnold, and I want to say hi. Hey, Tony and Stephanie, hello, and Chloe. You know, and I want to shout out to Bishop Jones in Liberia. Those of you that helped to support that mission trip to Liberia, we're getting all type of praise reports. Why? Because you helped us to go to land there, be in a spot there where we were able to encourage the young people, the older people, all the people that we came in contact in Liberia. You are feeding multitudes because of your generosity, feeding villages, literally. You're feeding villages. You have already enabled us to put a roof on top of one of the churches. I believe it's the Love Center Church. And guess what? I had one of our profound supporters to call and say, hey, my husband and I, we're committing to getting that church completed. I have photos of this as we're moving along in progress in for Monrovia, Liberia. So we want to encourage them and keep them in prayer. I want you to know I love you so much. I can't thank you enough for all that you're doing. You know, you may say, well, hey, Glovina, you didn't call my name, Dr. Glovina. I want you to know just because I didn't call your name is not because I don't love you and I'm not thinking about you. I am thinking about you. I want to say hi to so many of you that I don't even know your name, but I want to say hello to you. And I want you to know that you're important to God and you're important to what God is about to do on this planet. We are indeed ascending. God is taking us to higher heights. And as I said to someone, there's so many positions that are available right now in the kingdom of God. Step into your position. Embrace your purpose. And do what it takes in order to develop that. You may need additional education or training. Whatever it is, you may need to read a little bit more, tap into some other things. Whatever it is you need to do, you can do it. Why? Because you're supernaturally anointed by God. Hey, I want to say hi to Gary and Stephanie. I see you guys chiming in. James and Shatoya. Mwah! I'm sending you a big kiss right now, Shatoya. Want you to know that we are indeed praying for you. Hey, Pastor Brian in London, England. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much. I want to thank the Morelands for tuning in. Thank you. God bless you. The Morelands and their powerful prayer ministry that's raising and sending out healing throughout the world. I want to say hello to Apostle Donna Hagler. Francis, hello to you. Can I shout out to Mama Joy? Congratulations on your most recent award. I want to say hello to Louise in Atlanta. Iris here in Washington, D.C., Kevin and Lynn, Mary Kimball, Mississippi, Ernestine, Illinois. Hey, listen, our listeners are coming in. We're about to close right now. We have listeners in China now, Liberia, Brazil, South Africa, Ghana, Italy. Thank you. I know you're passing the word. London, France, Trinidad, Tobago, hope I'm pronouncing it right. We have listeners in Jamaica, Canada, and Japan. Oh, my God, thank you for getting the word out. I want you to know that I love you. Go on and begin to refine your vision and walk in the power of God, even when you're facing and dealing with the ups and downs, the good days and the better days. Turn to God. He will help you and he will strengthen you. And remember, God's not mad at you. He loves you. And I love you as well. Have a beautiful day, a beautiful week.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, prosperity.